Hey everyone, welcome to this episode of Building It Up with Bertelsmann, India's first podcast that features the growth stories of Indian startups. I'm your host Ankur Variku, and this is going to be a fantastic episode. We have two tremendously talented and lovely ladies that come in and talk a lot about celebrity endorsements, influencer marketing, and everything that's around that. Miss Malini and Preeta. Miss Malini, as you all know, runs the very popular MissMalini.com. What started as a personal hobby in 2008 has now mushroomed into one of the largest destinations in India for everything that's Bollywood and everything that's fashion. It reaches over 40 million people every month across its multiple properties, and Malini is the name and the face behind that. Preeta, on the other hand, is the CEO and founder of lifestyle brand The Label Life. It, amongst others, is styled by Suzanne Khan, Malaika Arora, and Bipasha Basu. Preeta started The Label Life 4 years back, and she launched it to create a brand that would encompass every essential that a woman's house and home needed, carefully curated by industry experts. In this episode, we covered a whole lot of topics, but particularly focused on how startups can think about using celebrities or influencers in their journey to become a 100-story from the 10-1 that they already are. I thoroughly loved this conversation, and I hope all of you do as well. Please join me with Miss Malini and Preeta. Thank you so much, both of you, for being part of the show. Malini and Preeta, thanks for making time and coming in for Building It Up with Bertelsmann. We want to make this into a very engaging conversation. Both of you have had very different trajectories into your entrepreneurial career. So what we wanted to discuss today was how have celebrities, because you have either dealt with them or you have them as part of your team, contributed to the success of what you've done? And more importantly, for startup founders who are at that stage where they can perhaps afford or are being pursued by celebrities to be part of that team.
First of all, thank you so much for having us on a podcast. It's such a great flashback to radio. And I think it's theater of the mind, which is what I always talk about. And I think it's so great that we're having these conversations and people really need to understand from an entrepreneurial perspective how this works, you know? Yeah. And I think, Preeta, you and I have seen this industry explode and what's happened with influencers. For me, I think the key, which is both a boon and a pitfall, is authenticity. Mm-hmm. As an influencer, authenticity is so clutch and so key. And it might seem like such a simple thing, but it is quite hard to pull off because everyone is so busy being someone or projecting this image, which is kind of why the social media fatigue has kind of set in, you know, scrolling through people's perfectly imperfect lives. But I think that the influencers that work really well are the ones that are authentic about what they're promoting. Mm-hmm. And I think, for example, like Label Life does such a great job, like Preeta does, with the celebrities that are aligned to the brand. The brand is not about the celebrity, but the ones that are aligned with her are there because they connect. For instance, Malaika is someone who's so sporty. She's into yoga. So that's why it's authentic, right, Preeta?
Correct. Mm. Your checks. Sending her a check.
Well done. It's true though.
You know, from my perspective, only because before I did this, I was also a celebrity manager.
Yeah.
And we set up a celebrity marketing business when there were not that many around, right? Yeah. I do feel like somewhere along the way, and I'm not just going to talk about India, but what people are trying to do is, you know, here it's almost like a bhaji market, sorry to say, you know. If this celebrity doesn't work, this take this one. If this doesn't work, take this one.
Yeah.
And there have been random connects that really don't match brand attributes.
Exactly.
The part that I had found exciting was a bit like what when Malini and I were at MTV, we did, is really you put together a pool of talent. And, you know, I fronted the whole talent exercise at MTV. And I genuinely feel like that was the time when really the VJ matched the show.
Yeah.
And they stood for the girl next door, the sexy love guru, you know, the bubbly boy. You know, they were actually, we matched brand attributes to the persona, which I feel just doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's really advice from either of us, but it's at the stage of the company where you need not only need the push, but what is the alignment to the brand?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know, internationally, what we try to do at The Label Life is similar to what, say, a Jessica Alba brings to the table at Honest, or how Gwyneth Paltrow has built Goop, and honestly, how Malini today is building her business.
Yeah.
Because there has to be that... it, like she said, authenticity. But even for any authentic brand that's been around for a while, getting on a celebrity 5 years down the line that then is nothing like what your brand represents
today,
you know, in the startup world, I think people who've done it really well, not really a startup, but I feel like Mr. Bachchan and Just Dial or even Big Basket does it quite well with SRK because, you know, he has, they're sort of aligning what the but then there's, you can't name them, but there's certain people who just don't stand out. They don't maybe even bring the brand down.
But you know, I think, Preeta, what it is, it's also the content. It's not as simple. And you can't just checklist and say, okay, and you know, a lot of companies do this. And a lot of agents say, here are the celebrities. This is their rate card. Who do you want? But they don't think through the campaign. They don't think about what is the content that's going to be aligned. And which is why kind of we've actually started our own Ignite Influencer Network for this reason, is to say, great, you want these influencers, but what is the story you're telling? What is it that you're trying to do with Connect? And like, so you see the campaigns that really connect with people, whether it's, you know, Dove, Real Beauty, or you have Share the Load. They connect with people for a reason. And now that really translates well in an influencer campaign because you have people that are telling that story. But it's very important that you come up with first the idea. What is it that, well, you have to work backwards. What does your audience want? What are their aspirations? What are you selling them? And does that match? And then who are the people they look up to? It might be a TV star or a YouTuber or a big celebrity, because sometimes I've seen what happens is your A-list celebrity crosses over beyond a point of achievability for your audience. So then it's, I'm just looking at a celebrity holding a phone, I don't think I'll ever buy that phone because I don't live their lifestyle. And maybe I'd rather do it with an influencer that seems like me, that I, you know, I could be this person. This is very achievable for me. And the content piece around it is so key. And that's, I think, something that both brands, even influencers, when they're doing a campaign, should think about.
And you know, the audience today is very different, and you can tell from, you know, recent movie successes, since that's the general mass that we can
talk
about.
And a good reflection
about
of how society is changing.
Precisely. But today, if you see, and actually it's not good for the celebrity endorsement business, there aren't that kind of, you know, rate cards. Like she said, there was a time when you couldn't afford one, then you moved to two. I don't think that exists anymore, which is why certain people who seem more brand friendly are getting more work than the A-listers.
So I think when, you know, being an entrepreneur myself, and we all can relate to that story, there is this struggle between content, which Malini, you very nicely put, that content is supposedly the genesis of all of that. But what people struggle to dissociate is how much of content can by itself pull through and how much of it is needed by a celebrity or a star that you can recognize it to push that forward. And unfortunately in India, it's the impression that we get that until and unless you don't have a power pushing that content will not move by itself.
I think that's not true. I'll tell you why. Because if content wasn't queen, not king, as I like to say, then social media influencers would not have become successful on their own. The fact that a superwoman started from scratch and became popular without another celebrity promoting her is proof enough that content always wins. And a celebrity is great as an additional booster to that. And I definitely encourage you, once you have figured out your brand identity and your ethos, that you enlist the right people to promote who you are. But I think your content can speak for itself to start with.
Got it. And on the point that you mentioned, Malini, is, do you have anything from your experience in both of you which would be nice tactical tips to identify whether this kind of a celebrity, outside of the rate list that you can afford or not, would gel with this brand? Like, how do you really go about identifying
it? I mean, I'll tell you what we did before we start. We really thought that why would we be building a lifestyle brand? There are so many fashion brands, some organized, some unorganized. Also, there was a plethora of international guys coming in. And we felt there were, it was important, you know, let's leave the other stuff like CAC and all aside, which I'm sure our audience is really interested in. Because what this does is really allows you to reach an organic base faster than a competitor. That we leave that aside. Having said that, you should list down what your brand stands for, just like she said. Who is your audience? Who are the, what are the kind of things that appeal to that audience? You know, is it Bollywood? If it's not Bollywood, is it, you know, for us, we felt like we needed authenticity. We needed someone to look at this one and say, she actually looks like she is older, you know, the older sister who gives you the correct style advice. She has led a life stylishly, one that you'd want to emulate. But you know, because I feel like the audience is much smarter, and we are going after working women today who, you know, have access to Instagram. They can see what people are doing.
Exactly.
They know if somebody is really, you know, not doing. I cannot tell you how many times, even if you scroll comments of some of these celebrities now, you can really sense what the
who they are.
There's a high also BS radar. It's, audience.
You know, you can totally tell.
Yeah.
So I think with us, we've realized, because even if we have a high Instagram engagement rate, amazingly, you will never see people on our Instagram, and we're not deleting comments,
mm-hmm.
who say things like, you know, something about the personality's personal life.
Mm.
It just doesn't happen.
Okay.
Because amazingly, as a brand, if you really mesh the two together and you try, and, you know, we are all content people.
Sure.
I'll, you know, disclaimer.
Yeah.
Everybody that we hire at the Label Life, my background, the team's background, similar backgrounds as Malini, because we really do believe that if you put together the right content,
mm-hmm.
it's something that I lived by in my past jobs. It can sell.
Yeah.
You know, it'll take you longer, but it will sell.
Okay.
And what we're selling is clothing and bags and shoes, but we're using content as the layer.
Yeah.
Celebrities being part of the content and not being the content.
Sure. Tell me this, that, you know, it's somehow limiting when you think of celebrities and influencers nowadays and just think of them on social media as against other media. So instantly, when you think of engaging a celebrity or an influencer for your brand, you're like, I need their Instagram handle, I need their Twitter handle, I need their Facebook handle, and so on. And of course, very few companies can possibly even afford, or now are even thinking of going into print or television, because that becomes like the big game. Do you find that social media is possibly the only effective way to deal and go about celebrities, or is print and television still just as effective? And if it is, how does a brand recognize the feedback that comes in from this traditional media?
So the great thing is that you now have the 360, right? And in India, I would never discount terrestrial media. Mm. I think it's still big. People watch television.
It
they're reading
trust.
Newspapers. It builds trust. But you can use your social media to create that dialogue.
Mm.
So there are like some brands that do a really good job about, you know, like, so if I order something on Swiggy and the guy forgot to bring my Coke, I can message and I will get a response, you know, even though it's a physical service at the end of the day. But there's some that don't, you know, and then I'll stop using them. And, you know, you have that conversation with them. But I think that's what's really important, is that when you're using, again, that celebrity, how are you telling that story? It doesn't work if you just put them on a billboard with your brand on one level and try to engage them with a conversation on the other. Again, it just comes back to what will seem authentic. And, you know, what's going to happen is there are, and, you know, I probably shouldn't say this, but people are spending crazy amounts of money on influencers
today.
It's going to equalize. You know, it's just not possible for people to spend 10 lakhs, 11 lakhs for one tweet, one Instagram. They have to look at the return on investment. What am I getting back? Am I getting engagement? Is something really happening? And the future of influencers is going to be influencers who don't just talk at you and live this perfect life that you want to emulate. It's going to be influencers who create a connection between you and other people, who create a community which will make you feel like, I want this brand because I'm part of something bigger. So I want to buy my Nike shoes because I'm part of a bigger movement, which is why a lot of brands are now really getting on board with campaigns. Or they're, you know, like, you know, I think Stay Free has a great one about, you know, the 5 days off, where, you know, women from brothels can't, you know, work during their period. So in those 5 days, they're teaching them skills like pottery.
Mm.
And I think it's genius, right? And they use that as their campaign.
Traditionally, most companies did, you know, we'll grow somewhere, we'll take a front page ad, we'll do television, etc. Unfortunately, I feel startups are going down the same route when we should have been much smarter.
Yeah.
And it's really frustrating to me, just as a avid market watcher, right? Everybody seems to have gone down the same loop.
Hmm.
So, hey, we spent all this money online and we couldn't acquire the customer after a while. Okay, so now we'll do a TV ad. So I just feel like there is currently no difference between the real traditional companies and sort of the companies that began 5 years back.
Sure.
Whereas you'll see in the international economy, there'll be a clear difference between the DTC brands, much like us, who really did this because they felt there was a need to talk to the consumer directly, mm-hmm. and that wasn't happening authentically. We'll keep going back to the word because we both really believe that's what a brand should be today. If a brand is not talking to you directly and does not respond to you directly, there's a problem with the brand, because today that is possible. All the startups that just began 5 years back are now advertising on TV.
TV is full of tech startups.
Yeah, and it's not because they got smarter. It's actually because I feel most of them got dumber and they've moved to now employing. And I think it's a big thing, you know, for a lot of people saying, Mera, even our sort of world of startup entrepreneurs think that
I think you can't do one size fits all. Sure. You can't just take one TVC and put the same thing on YouTube, put the same of thing course, on Facebook, yeah.
totally.
Put the same on Instagram. You have to understand that people function very differently on every platform. Twitter is micro dialogue, it's conversation, and so many brands don't talk and have a conversation. And you know, I always give this analogy. Mm. I'm saying, if you're a brand online and you only put out content one way, it is the equivalent of you going to somebody's birthday party, putting up posters of yourself and bouncing. Would you do that in real life? No,
damn
you can't. It's true, right? You'd be like, hey, bro, I'm here and I'm out. You can't do that. And I think you need to customize your content. I saw this amazing National Geographic campaign. They use Snapchat so well. They were talking about endangered species. So they used the 10-second disappearing video on Snapchat to say this is how the animals are disappearing. Genius.
Yeah.
Genius.
Yeah.
And you have to think about what people like. On Instagram, it's like yummy content. And, you know, again, what's happening is this social media fatigue of telling people, here, look at this, you know, brilliant look that I have that is just physically not achievable. You have to start asking yourself this question. And I've been having this, you know, existential crisis and epiphany. Are people coming to my feed or the brand's feed and leaving happier or sadder? Mm. Because you are having a mental impact where women are actually getting offline, whether it's from the trolling or from feeling like I'm just never going to have this life. Everyone else has this perfect life. And brands need to understand there's going to be a tipping point.
Yeah.
So be, you know, preemptively someone who cares about, again, authentic and aware that these are human people, human beings that you're connecting to.
Correct.
You know,
right.
we use all these fancy words, influencer marketing and, you know, ROI and engagement. At the end of the day, social media was meant to be a place where you can amplify your ability to connect with people on a scale that is not humanly possible.
Yeah.
I can have 5,000 friends on Facebook, but I can't meet 5,000 people every day in my real life. So what have we done to that? If I always encourage brands, whatever you're doing online, stop for a second and imagine if your brand was a human being, would you behave like this with other people? If you're trying to do something that's actionable, use Insta Story swipes. So you will get people, that's what people are doing now. They're used to that action point. If you're trying to do something that's more visual, then use Instagram. Twitter is, it's an interesting beast, but it requires a lot of dialogue and conversation, because the people who are on that don't just want to see and sit and see pictures. They want you to respond to them and have that conversation. Facebook has become quite strict about what you can promote, and a lot of it is, you know, how much, and people are aware now that if something is popping up in their feed a lot, it was probably paid for.
I don't think I can give advice to another brand, but again, as being a market watcher, I actually feel like people used to do it right, and now it's become a new thing to say
Uber of X.
Let's get celebrities involved.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to name, but it's lazy marketing if you're going to get a celebrity and then sell 500 rupee shirts at a 4,000.
See, you know what? It's a fine line.
That doesn't make any sense.
I think what people were trying to do and what was working is that having a human being behind the brand was effective.
Mm-hmm.
It was authentic. It connected with people.
Mm-hmm.
And so brands thought, hey, it's working for other people.
Sure.
Let me do it too.
Yeah.
But that doesn't connect if that, you know, it doesn't have a relationship with that brand.
Yeah.
You have to build that. So for even for us, you know, why it works for me is because it's Malini is a human being, so is a older sister to the audience who has grown up with me over the last 10 years. I thought I was just her gossip BFF, but turns out she trusts me because I'm a human being for advice on work, money, relationships, mental health, travel, all those things. And so will come to me. Basically, here's what it is. Why do people buy things? They buy things to impress their friends, to look good, to say something about themselves. And why do they not? Because they're afraid of being embarrassed, because they don't know where to go. They don't know if they're getting a good deal. And right now, there's so much noise on the internet. If I were to go online and say, I want a pair of lace shorts, I will be inundated with so much stuff. But I could go to Label Life and say, what will work? And I will get an amazing suggestion of how to pair it, what it looks good with. But it it does. And suddenly I feel like, okay, now I can trust this because somebody understands me. It's a human being who gets who I am, and it isn't a bot.
Okay, one concern that our listeners would have is when you sign up a celebrity or an influencer, given the fact that they have a public life outside of everything, they're constantly in the eyes of everything that's happening. So they could unfortunately fall into trouble. And that has in the past rubbed off wrongly for the brands. How do they even go about handling something like this?
I think people are much more forgiving now. People look at celebrities as human beings now. I don't think that, oh my God, this person was seen smoking a cigarette or got drunk, so I, you know, my God, my brand is suffering to that degree. I think it depends. I mean, if they do something really illegal, then maybe that's going to be an issue.
And you know, the thing that I keep saying, at least at the label life, is unfortunately, I would say fortunately, the consumer is not a fan at the end of it. Let's make it very clear, unless you're selling a 50 rupee SIM card, your fan is not going to be your consumer, especially for brands that we're trying to build, right? For us, our consumer, while they buy into the lifestyle, they're not they will be fans of Malaika, Bipasha and Suzanne, but they're not, there's a thin line between them consuming their entertainment and consuming their brand.
Dissociate,
and which is why you
artist.
Have to. Yeah. And for us, I think, again, there, that's where content comes into play. Yeah. We never, ever, and I'm now going to give ideas in comparison to other brands, but we never, ever say, happy birthday, our gorgeous founder, diva, we love your style. You know, they're part of the team. Yeah, they're on our side. Exactly. They're playing the game. They are all about the consumer themselves. It's important that's the content and messaging we send out. Mm. If we started looking up to our team, we're not working for you then.
Sure,
the idea was, this is finally a DTC brand.
Yeah.
We are building it for the customer.
Gosh, you really hit the nail on the head with the fact that you're 50 rupee SIM card consumer is not going to buy the product.
Sure.
It is the fandom who will like your pictures and give you 5,000 likes on that, but what is that going to translate into? Right? And so you have to be more intelligent than that. So there's two ways you can go about it, and I think there is some fandom actually in the relatable YouTube star. So people will buy Superwomen merchandise because they feel like they're part of Team Super, because they liked her because she wasn't a celebrity and then they made her a celebrity. But when it comes to a product, they will buy it, or they will notice it because it's on a billboard with a celebrity, or they'll notice it because it's on Deepika or Ranveer's Instagram. But they will do their research and say, will I buy this phone or that phone? I won't buy it just because Deepika has it. I might have noticed it because I saw it.
And it definitely doesn't guarantee repeatability.
Yeah.
Repeatability, especially in
it's
our business, just comes from the brand.
Yeah.
And whether they liked what they got home, whether it fit well, etc., they don't come back because, hey, you know, somebody's telling you to wear that. It's the experience.
Okay, it was lovely having you both. Thank you so much for spending time and coming all the way from wherever you were to the studios. This episode is turning out to be fantastic.
Thank you for having us.
We covered a whole lot of topics, and I love the fact that there was just authenticity in the conversation, because that's what our listeners would want for. With that, we come to the end of this episode. Both Malini and Preeta were fantastic in their suggestions, in their candid conversations and admissions around how celebrities or influencers should be used. What I took away was authenticity. What I took away was content, and what I took away was real conversations. And if a brand wishes to engage with celebrities and influencers, then these are the three topmost critical things they should watch out for. And there's so many tips in this episode that one can share and, of course, learn from. This is your host, Ankur Variku, signing off. Continue listening to Building It Up with Bertelsmann. Do not forget to subscribe to our podcast on all the channels that you are listening to or your favorite podcast platform. Until next time, see you all.